Well, certainly, I think it was much better than, you know, we talked about the last two days of that we got away from playing the right way for too long in the last two games. I thought tonight was much better. It was much more the way that we need to play. I think the way that we were playing earlier in the season. I still think we're passing up chances to shoot the puck and scoring when we have scoring chances. That we have to get that figured out. You know, real good players who can really score. Double A passed up one on the power play. Manta passed up one on the power play. We had a 2-on-1. I think it was Helmer. Shoot the puck. Let's shoot the puck. Let's score and rebound. So that's one thing we got to make sure we keep working at. But I thought we checked way better. I thought we were way better defensively. And as a result, we played way more time in their end.
The structure was much better defensively, wasn't it? I mean, it wasn't like Lucy, like yeah. It was.
Yeah, I mean the you know, second period of Montreal was a joke. We lost our structure totally. I thought we got our structure way back for sure. It was good to have a day to practice it yesterday. It was much better for certain.
I know it's just one guy, but having Daly back there,
you know,
made a difference.
Well, one guy matters, you know, especially guys that are real good players in the league like Daly is. So. Less weird stuff happens when you got veterans who don't try to force things out of nothing, and you know, maybe certain step ups and things like that. And so certainly having Daly back, I thought it really helped.
Some big momentum grabs on the PK. I mean, Christopher and Applicator with the 2-0 on one of them. I mean, that was penalty kill was outstanding, and Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy was great, first of all. I thought we got a little lucky in our first kill. You know, if you look at the first kill, they had some real chances to score for sure. So I thought we got lucky on that. After that, I thought the penalty kill did a good job outside and stepping up and giving up that big-time chance in the third. Other than that, I thought it was pretty good. So, you know, that's a heck of a power play. It's a good step in the right direction that way. I didn't think our power play was good enough. We're going to need to be better on that.
You alluded to the not shooting and pucking up and whatnot, but just the difficulty scoring right now. A lot of guys just going cold right now. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it just is one of those things where when we have checked well and gotten our chances, we haven't scored enough, and that's a frustrating thing. And then we let that get away. You know, that led to poor hockey. Then I thought for two games. So we got to just kind of make sure we don't let the frustration change the way that we play. We gotta bear down. I think we gotta have more net presence, and I think when we're in scoring areas, we gotta have a shoot first mentality.
Is that more of what you need to see from Manta?
Yeah, I thought he was better. I thought, when Anthony works, he's a good player. So I thought it was a step in the right direction for him. I thought it was a step in the right direction for Vanek. And I thought Nielsen played his best game. So, you know, I think certain guys, certainly, they trended the right way tonight. We need to repeat that on Saturday.
Luke Witkowski doesn't seem afraid of shooting the puck.
No, you know what? I thought Luke came in and did a pretty good job. He hasn't played in all year and hasn't played tons of D in the last number of years. And I thought he came in and did a good job and managed his game pretty well.
Jeff, what was the mindset about getting him in?
Well, it's hard to look at anybody when you're 0 and whatever and they're on the team and not play him. And you know, he brings a little bit of a he brings some strength back there. You know, I thought we were making some mistakes on D. Thought let's give him a chance and see what he does. And I thought he did a pretty good job.
How do you, and the struggle of getting guys to shoot, it just, what is it that's so difficult about it?
Yeah, you know, you wish some guys had a more natural mentality to shoot, but it's just something we're gonna have to keep showing. You know, sometimes when you show things, it kind of, it's in their face a little bit where they understand it a little more clearly, and then in practice we just got to make sure, you know, we did a drill. If we're doing 2-on-1s, let's count how many times we're shooting it, count how many times we're scoring. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.